We can take them in whatever. There's two left, and we can take up first whichever you think you should take up, depending on who else might be on the line.
Sure, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. And again, Tom Kirshen, Wildlife Division Director. I think we'll go back in your booklets to the first petition on page 29, and that is the petition brought forward by Mr. Brad Cameron from down in Avon, South Dakota, about the Selsun duck hunting season. I do believe Brad is on the phone and online on the call here today. So I guess, Mr. Chairman, what I would suggest is that while we introduced this earlier, I guess we would turn it over to Mr. Cameron to maybe speak with you and the other commissioners, his reasons and thoughts for bringing the petition forward. And then I will follow up after you're done with any questions that you may have and give a perspective from the department and go from there.
Sounds like a good plan. Mr. Cameron?
Yep, this is Brad. Can you guys hear me?
We can. Thank you.
All right. Perfect. Hey, thanks for having me this afternoon here. I've been hunting down here by the Missouri River for about 34 years now, and pretty much exclusively in the south zone down here. And, back in the day, I don't know how many years ago, 3-4 years ago, we used to be aligned with the Nebraska season, you know, where we could open up, I don't know, first or second week, I think, of October. And we changed that, a couple weeks back. And I'm just wondering if there's any thought or any discussion to moving that back, simply because, you know, a lot of the local birds we don't get a shot at. And, I got a lot of friends that come from all over the state, and it seems like they're always buying Nebraska tags because they can't get the South Dakota ones, or our season starts later. I don't know. I wanted to throw it out there for discussion. You know, I guess open for anything. I know our season runs till January 5th, and it's kind of been my experience. Usually you get to about December 20th, somewhere in there. And I mean, the geese stick around, but the ducks, to my knowledge, ever hunting down here, you don't see a lot of them, especially on the river. I don't know. That's kind of my take on it. And just wanted to throw it out there for discussion.
Okay. Well, thank you. So, Tom, should we turn it back to you then?
Sure, unless there's any questions the commissioners had for Mr. Cameron. And if not, I'll interject a few comments.
Anyone have any questions for Mr. Cameron? Hearing none, so Tom, we'll turn it back to you.
All right, well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And first, thank you to Mr. Cameron for joining the call today and submitting your petition as well. Appreciate you interacting with the agency and commission on these topics. I'll go back just briefly again, as Mr. Cameron stated, you know, a couple of years back, this topic came forward. There was some lengthy discussion between the department and the commission, and then ultimately even members of the public. And this is a conversation about balancing the desires and the different types of hunting I would briefly describe. And what I'm getting at is those folks that are interested in those opportunities to take advantage of those local birds and the diversity of birds that might exist early in the season versus some of those opportunities that exist later in the season when you get more of the migration or more of those mallards hanging around in that later season. As I mentioned earlier, every time this discussion comes up, whether we're talking down here in the south zone or north zone or middle zone or wherever it is, dates are always the key primary discussion point because there's a lot of different desires, there's a lot of different philosophies and different approaches when it comes to waterfowl hunting. But as I stated earlier, the bigger challenge of all of that is that none of us can control that weather factor. And just like example this year, what happened in the Northeast, we all of a sudden had that cold spell for a couple of 2, 3, 4 days, whatever it was there, and basically froze everything up. Commissioner Locken and Commissioner Whitmire can attest to how things changed very quickly up there in the Northeast from a water condition standpoint. So those are the challenges when it comes to the waterfowl seasons and the start dates. we certainly understand what Mr. Cameron's asking here. And again, this is a tough one because it's a social factor. It's not a biological issue, and there's going to be different thoughts and beliefs when it comes to this. What I would share with you, commissioners, is that, you know, this is certainly a topic if you're interested to take comment on. Certainly, as always, it's your prerogative. What we as a department would offer to you, at least at this point in time, knowing that this change occurred just a couple of years back, and one of the worst things about regulations is constantly changing them, from confusion factors to why did we do this to why did we do that, our recommendation at this point in time would be to retain the current season structure, give it a couple more years, give the opportunity to further look at it, have some additional discussions internally with staff, reaching out to duck hunters such as Mr. Cameron and others down that area, and maybe after having 4, 5, 6 years worth of more information, see how it plays out. That might be the more logical and likely time to have a real concerted conversation about changing the season structure again. So that's where we would stand as a department, but Mr. Chairman, we certainly will stand by and take the direction that the commission would desire to move forward on this.
Any commissioner have comments, questions? We'll need a motion one way or the other.
Commissioner Sharp here.
Yes, Commissioner Sharp.
Tom, when I first got on the commission a few years ago, we had the same discussion because, of course, the way the weather patterns have been, a lot of the local ducks have left the area, you know, in northeastern South Dakota by the time the season is open. So that discussion was held, should we, you know, start the season a couple weeks earlier? And at that time, it seemed to me that we as a commission could only change date every few years based on some, since waterfowl is a federal deal. So when is that opportunity for us to take a look at that and change those seasons going to be?
So, through the chairman, Commissioner Sharp, so when it comes to waterfowl hunting season, there's a federal framework that we have to follow as a state when it comes to numerous pieces of the waterfowl hunting season. Two things in respect to what you're asking. Yes, there is a window and a time frame within the federal framework where we can make changes to the zones themselves in terms, i.e. the boundary of them where they exist, because it goes through this process, and that's basically allowed every 5 years within the federal framework. On the other hand, when it comes to the start dates or the season dates, you can adjust them on an annual basis as long as it falls within the outside parameters that are set within the federal framework, depending if it's a conservative season, liberal, or whatever, moderate season, because there's different lengths of the waterfowl season based on that. And right now we're in the liberal stage based on population of birds, but there's a start date, and if Rock was on the phone, he can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's the Saturday closest to the third or fourth Saturday of September when we can start the waterfowl season up in, for example, in the Northeast. And so as long as we fall within those sideboards, you can change the start date any year that you wanted to as a commission. We just have to consider those sideboards.
Okay, so the sideboards would be the zones or what you just got done saying, because I know in northeastern South Dakota, it has been thought that with the people I'm talking to, that we'd be better off starting, waterfowl season, certainly for ducks, by mid-September based on what the last, you know, several years have given us for weather and everything.
So, Commissioner Sharp, mid-September for duck hunting would be out of the question, because that would fall outside of the framework of the earliest that we can start. And I'll go back and get all those details and send that out to all the commissioners for future discussions as well on that. But it would have to be more towards the later end of September before we could start, just based on the federal framework.
Okay, so will that federal framework come to a point where we can make a change to get to the mid-September start date?
That one would be a whole lot more of a challenge, because that would have to be something considered nationwide. Where the zones themselves within South Dakota we have the opportunity to make adjustments to them every 5 years and present that to the Fish and Wildlife Service.
Okay, thank you.
Chairman Jensen.
Commissioner Spring.
What was the reason that it was changed in the last few years to be a later date? What were those reasons?
Through the chair, Commissioner Springs, when that discussion came up a few years back, one of the concepts again was trying to find that happy middle ground of maximizing opportunity for the greatest number of duck hunters out there. And that's a balance between early season opportunities and then those late season opportunities. And when that discussion was happening, initially in the discussion, the look and the thought was potentially moving that season back in that south zone by 1 week or 1 week later start date. During those discussions, there were additional individuals that got engaged and involved with the conversation with the department and the commissioners. And looking at all those different pieces, ultimately the direction that the commission took was starting that season 2 weeks later than what it had been at that point in time. So there was the main emphasis of changing it was, number one, trying to maximize opportunities for all duck hunters, especially those that want to hunt early season versus also those opportunities late season, trying to find that middle ground. And then again, through those discussions, that's where that season start date ended up. And that's where we are today with the current structure.
Any other comments, questions? We'll need a motion. As Tom said, the department is recommending denial of this petition.
Mr. Chairman, this is Commissioner Olson. I'd move to deny.
Is there a second?
Larkin, second.
Any more discussion? If not, Rachel, will you call the roll again, please?
Larkin?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor?
Okay, so John, you'll prepare a resolution?
Correct. We'll work on a resolution, Mr. Chairman, between John and myself to get to you later in the meeting here in respect to the denial. And I just offer up to Mr. Cameron, thank you for bringing this forward. We know this is a discussion of many hunters out there, and we'll make sure to do our due diligence both internally and externally with our duck hunters out there as we look at this and look at future discussions around this very topic and other aspects of the waterfowl hunting season.
All right. Thank you all. Thank you all for your time.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Yep.
So, Tom, that takes us to item 12, I think, is the bird release.